got a couple things to talk about. First of all, I want to give our condolences and our prayers are out to Rob Baronis' family, his wife and his extended family. He's in the kicking community. That's is something that really shocked us yesterday. And Randy Brown let me know about it, and I talked to David Akers about it yesterday morning before the game. And they're very close, so just condolences on that situation. Dennis Pitta, have an update for you on that. He got surgery this afternoon. We do not have the results of the surgery specifically yet. Just talked to Mark right now walking in. But we do know that he's going to be done for the season. So he's out for the season. And then just going to the game. You know, I just want to go to the game and a couple of things. I just wrote jot some notes down here. First thing is the finish of the game. The game was won by – we have a T-shirt, finish everything, right? You guys have seen it. That's what won the game. You know, the resolve of our guys to finish the game. Probably spearheaded by our defense in terms of the three and outs. I think we had, three out of four three and outs at the end, 2 3 and outs in a row in the fourth quarter. You know, all three phases did special things in the fourth quarter to win the game, to overcome a deficit, to create field position, to put points on the board. Right to the end when we operated the clock really well. I thought Joe did a great job in the offense, showed a great deal of poise to we made the play to Steve. We ran the ball to the left hash where we wanted it. We took a knee to run the clock down, and then with no timeouts, we were able to kill the clock at 4 seconds so they wouldn't have a chance to return it at the end there. And that's a little bit risky because if you get a penalty in that situation, you're going to have a 10-second runoff. And, you know, our guys just did a great job of that. I thought it was really well executed by our offense, just a great job. Excuse me for the glasses. Coaches, the in-game adjustments that our guys made were players and coaches were really good. You know, our coaches made some adjustments in all three phases, but especially on defense and on offense, especially on defense to get the run game stopped. So coaches and players do a good job. We got a lot of very smart football players, and for our coaches to be able to do that really won us the game in the fourth quarter. Then the last thing, our determination to improve. The thing about the National Football League is that we all play each other and we all expose each other's weaknesses football-wise. You know, and you're going to find out where you've got problems real quick in the early part of the season in this league. And we expose some of theirs, and they expose some of ours. And our determination to improve, our willingness to accept the fact that we've got some weaknesses that we got to attack, is going to determine what kind of year we have going forward. So there's plenty of things that we can get better at, and our guys have got to go to work on doing that, and that's what we plan on doing starting tomorrow. Okay?
After not blocking a field goal since 2009, you've got two of them this year. Was there any fundamental change made in the way you attack that situation?
No. We've been trying to block field goals, as long as they've been kicking field goals here, So, but we did something this week, I thought, that was helpful. We just went to work on our edge rush a little bit. Our inside rush has been good. We've got Chris Canty and some big guys in there have been getting good push. But we went to work on our edge rush. I thought Jerry did a great job with Asa and Jeremy and Brendan on the edge, rushing off the edge, and we had pressure off the edge all day. So for it to turn out to be a key block like that was really great.
John, with Dennis going down, this being the second injury in the same hip, specialists have said that this could be a career-threatening injury. I know Dennis is a determined guy, and we'll try to play again. Just your thoughts on kind of what this does for him?
Yeah, and I don't know the ramifications of that long-term. The specialist, as you said, will probably give us some information on that. So I really don't know. I'm going to be really hopeful, for Dennis's return. And I'm sure we'll learn about that in the coming weeks.
Did you have a chance to speak to him at all since or before or after?
No, just on the field, while it was going on briefly. And then texted him, but I didn't hear anything back from him.
Looking at it, though, there was non-contact. I mean, right. When you look at it, is it kind of befuddling, the fact that something like that would happen, or is that just a ramification of having the previous injury?
Right, I don't know. I mean, for all of us who don't know anything about, why those things can happen, I'm sure a hip expert could probably explain to us how it could happen. But, he caught the ball, and he basically twisted back, and then you could see just the one little pivot right there, and you could see all of a sudden he didn't have his right leg anymore and stumbled to the ground. I don't know how that could happen.
Well,
those guys are going to be a huge part of it. They're here. So we do have really good players. And the fact that we have Kyle who can swing in there and play different positions is a big plus for us. And then you're going to have to adjust your offense. You know, we're going to play our good players, you know, so who goes on the field is going to depend on, you know, who our good players are and how our offensive coaches decide to attack. But we're looking for another tight end. We've been just working on that right now upstairs. So we'll see if we can bolster that position as well.
John, did you have any idea that Taliaferro could make that much impact?
Yeah, of course we did. Yeah, we sure hoped he could. You know, that's why we drafted him, you know, and to see Lowe get in there and play the way he did, you got to have depth at running back in this league, you know, and that's been proven. That's proven all across the league. Even when you think you've got that premier guy, you still need other backs. So I love competition. You know, I love the fact that those guys will be battling each other as well as our opponents, you know, for yards.
John, when Steve was out here, he talked about the organization being beaten down for its lack of integrity, the ESPN story. Did that bother you? And does it bother you that, you know, people are questioning the Ravens' way?
Well, I guess you just have to determine whether how much you know, when you're in football, you pretty much get used to that. You know, you pretty much get used to being under attack when you do your best. And you know, people criticize you. You know, that's kind of the nature of what we're in. So I don't think it's unusual in this arena. But can't worry about it. You got to try to do what's right and do your best. And